Welcome to the Bill and Rookie After the Show podcast for this 8th day of September 2021. This is going to have to be a quick one. We both have to get over to Lambeau Field to make sure we get COVID tested for this week.
Yeah.
So I want to make sure we do that. We have a short window to do that. I came across the Baseball Hall of Fame story this morning that the induction ceremony is going to be held today.
Right.
I didn't realize that it was happening right now, on a Wednesday. It's usually a weekend thing where they have lots of people and everything else, but obviously they're not doing that again this year. Last year's class was canceled, so they're getting in this year, Derek Jeter being the highlight of this year's class, of course. And no Hall of Famers in 2021. And the NFL is like, what? How can you not induct somebody to the Hall of Fame? We got 10 guys going in this year.
Agreed.
But anyway, the guy who got closest this year was Curt Schilling. And he has made no bones about it that he doesn't want to be in the Hall of Fame. So what if, how should you, if you had a vote, would you take that into account when voting for him?
I don't think so. From the simple fact that, it's not about Curt Schilling. It's about the Baseball Hall of Fame and where his place is in baseball history. And I know ever since Curt Schilling got out of Major League Baseball and kind of into the commentary world and, he said a lot of controversial things.
Yeah.
And that's why he's not on the broadcast anymore and so forth. But I don't think so. I think you got to take into consideration what he has done for baseball. Yeah, I'll tell you what would be interesting is if he is voted into the Hall of Fame, whether he shows up or not for the induction.
Yeah, that is an interesting question. I don't know if he would or not. And I got to be honest, I haven't necessarily looked at his numbers to form an opinion.
I was going to say the same thing because when you talk about Curt Schilling, what's the first thing that comes to mind?
Oh, the bloody sock
exactly.
And the whole thing.
Exactly, that's the thing.
But
a great moment in history, obviously, baseball history, but
that's not enough to get you into the Hall.
No, exactly.
Now, I can tell you this, having been to the Hall of Fame in the last 15 years or so, that bloody sock is in the Hall of Fame. It's there.
Yeah,
so he's already represented there. But do his numbers overall warrant him being there? Remember, he was also part of that Arizona Diamondbacks team that won a World Series with him and Randy Johnson pretty much carried them through the postseason. So,
yeah, what is his beef? I guess I don't remember what his beef is. He did what? What's his beef with why he didn't want to go into the Hall?
I'm not sure either. I don't recall exactly what it is either. But you have to consider, though, if he's getting that close, then obviously his numbers warrant a very close look.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, I haven't looked at him, but those people that do have a vote certainly have, and they've come real close to electing him. But I always find it funny, too, just on a side note, how guys get better after time. And, one year, and they get closer and closer and closer. Why is he better this year than he was 2 years ago?
Yeah, but the one thing is you can't put everybody all in at once, though, right? I mean, that's the biggest thing. I think every sport, there's guys that are worthy to probably go in on the first ballot, but I think those are reserved for the most elite players. And then you can't put them all in at once, otherwise you don't have them over the course of time.
Right.
But I think at the very beginning you were alluding to the fact that baseball is maybe the most special Hall of Fame because it is very limited numbers that get in.
It's tough to get in.
The classes aren't very big, nor should they be, right? And I'm just wondering about how you say Derek Jeter going in on a nondescript Wednesday with probably not a lot of pomp and circumstance that you'd normally get, and I wonder if that will deter or take away a little bit from how special it is to be inducted into the Hall of Fame.
Well, it probably will because it's one of the most celebrated, I think, ceremonies. The induction ceremony is a big deal, and the guys that are in that are still alive go back every year, and they are a part of it. I know they do that in the NFL too, but it just feels like it's a little bit different in baseball. You have guys that go back for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And like when I was there, I've only been to the ceremony once, and they had that year, they had the largest returning class of inducted Hall of Famers that they'd ever had, and that was just the coolest thing. Halfway through the introductions, Stan Musial gets up in his cardinal red blazer and pulls a harmonica out of his pocket and plays Take Me Out to the Ball Game on his harmonica, and the whole crowd sings, you know. They have a parade the day before and the whole thing, so that none of that will be going on, and it's too bad for Derek that he won't have that opportunity. But more interesting than Derek Jeter going in, I think, is Larry Walker going in today, because you know, he played a lot of his career in Colorado and in the light air in Denver, and a lot of people think that that automatically inflates his numbers, and they probably did a little bit, but
do you blame him? He can't
spend his whole career there.
No, but he also can't hold it against him. That's where he went.
That's true, too.
That's where he was selected.
That's true. So and I wonder, he might be the first Rocky to go in.
I would imagine, yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to see if anybody else. Todd Helton is one that a lot of people think has numbers worthy of it, but he played his whole career there, so we'll see what happens down the road. But interesting that it's happening on a Wednesday. Too bad that they don't have the whole shebang like they normally do, but Derek will be able to go back next year when it's back to normal, hopefully. All right, we got to roll. Thanks for listening today and every day. Join us each Monday through Friday. It all starts at 6 a.m. It's the Bill and Rookie Experience on The Fan.